You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramah B'Shemesh Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha Zekev. And there's a pasuk in our Parsha. It says, Shema Yisrael ato oivra yomis ha-yardein. Listen to me, O people of Israel. You are about to cross over the Jordan River. And you're about to enter into the land of Israel. Now, the question is, that the Medrash is going to address, why is it important for us to hear that the Jewish people are crossing over the Jordan River? Why does that precede the concept of entering into the land of Israel, into Eretz Yisrael? Now the Medrash starts off with a halacha. Halacha Adam Yisrael Shesheis Mayim Latzmai Omer Baruch Shakol Nia B'dvorei. Person who's thirsty, drinks water, he makes a bracha. The bracha, the blessing that we make is, Blessed are you Hashem, our God and the God of the universe. Everything was created in His, by His word. Tavan Amar, Boyer Nefashis, Rabbis V'chasrem, Rabbi Tarfin says, interesting, I don't know if he's referring to the Bracha Achrona, the Bracha Rishona, the first or the last blessing, but he refers to the fact that God creates many different souls and all that's lacking for them. And He fills those lacks. Okay, that's the blessing. But, as the Mefarshim explain, there's a concept when it comes to water, when it comes to drinking water, of shakol nihye b'dvorei. Everything comes into reality by God's word. Which, as we'll see, it seems, is a reference to the fact that Hashem makes everything miraculously. And as again, as the Mefarshim explain, when we are crossing over the Jordan River, we're crossing through the water. We need to understand the concept of water. That's what we're going to speak about today. What does it mean? What is the idea that somehow when we're about to enter into the land of Israel, we walk through the water? There's a relationship between water and miracles. Shakol Nia B'Dvorei means everything came into existence through His word. Yesh Me'ayin, all of reality is something created by Hashem, by something from nothing. Okay? So, a person is thirsty. That's the language of the Medrash. Person who is shoyes mayim l'tzmoi, he's thirsty. Which means to say, you feel weak. You feel dehydrated. You need some water. Water is the foundation of life. Everything is created by His word. The foundation is water. Let's see. The Rabbanan say, let's take a look at this and notice that whenever we have miracles, almost all the miracles, not every single miracle, but again, as the Mefarshim explained, the initial miracle of Geula, of redemption, of walking into Eretz Yisrael, of the Esra Makis, as we'll see, the initiation of creation starts with water. And if you think about it, every human being's life starts in the water, right? Inside of our mother's bellies. So we exist and we form within the amniotic fluid. Life begins, the miracle of life begins with water. Kate said, how is this? Hashem and Mitzrayim, Aslam Nisim Bayor. When they were in Egypt, so Hashem, the first miracle was at the Nile River. When I think about Moshe Rabbeinu, the very beginning of his life, he's placed into the Nile River, right? But the Jewish people, the first miracle that they experience is where the water of the Nile becomes blood. Amar Reb Yitzchak, Yitzchak says that you could see a contrast when the Egyptians and the Israelites would go to the river to drink water from the river. They'd cup their hands, lean over. The Egyptian would bring up blood in his hands. And the Jew, the Israelite, would pick up water in his hands. Okay, so the initial miracle happens by the water. And when the Jewish people leave Egypt, also the miracle there occurred by the water. Pasuk says that the sea saw, the sea was able to perceive, and it split. It ran away from our row. The Medrash has something very interesting, and we're going to try to get a little bit of depth in this part of the Medrash as well. You know, try to understand what's the concept of water and how does it relate to miracles. But listen to this. The sea saw something. The waters of the Yamsuf saw something and it ran away. What did it see? Rabbi Nahirai Omar, Shem Mefurish Ra Chukuk Alamata Vanikra. Rabbi Nahirai says that the sea, the Yamsuf, saw the name of Hashem etched onto the staff of Moshe, the staff of Moses. It had Hashem's Shema Mefersh, Hashem's holy name, His explicit name on it. When it saw that, it split. Nehemiah says it wasn't the staff of Moshe, but rather the water saw Hashem's hand, as it were, and therefore it split. Okay, so again, miracle, first of the 10 plagues, with the water. Miracle as they're coming out of Egypt, with the water. Another one, Bolim Mara, Sha'olim and Ayam, 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 Marimo, Asalam Sham Nisim. They came to the place called Mara, and the waters there were very bitter. Hashem did a miracle there. Hashem showed him a particular piece of wood. He threw it into the water. The water became sweet. It was originally very bitter. Right? So they came out of Egypt, and they had to have water right away. Right? It's the foundation of life. Water is the foundation of life. You're thirsty. You're thirsty. And the Egyptians thirsted because their water turned into blood. At the rock, Hashem did miracles. Hashem said, speak to the rock, and the rock will pour forth water. There were miracles with the well of Miriam. And they sang songs to celebrate those miracles. Shinemar Az Yashu Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klai Yisrael, you should understand and know that all of the miracles happen through water, next to the water. And also, when it comes to going into the land of Israel, understand there's going to be a miracle and it's going to have to do with water. You're going to cross over the Jordan River. Hashem is going to, in the future, when it's time for you to get into the land of Israel, there's going to be a miracle with the water. The Jordan River is going to split, like we find in Sefer Yehoshua. The Jordan River splits. The water actually goes up, according to some opinions, straight up into the sky, instead of continuing on its journey downstream. But there's going to be a miracle at the waters. And as is explained in the Mefarshim, part of what's happening here is that it's a reassurance. Hashem is showing us at the beginning. Think about it in terms of a person's life. A person, a fetus, develops inside of a deamniotic fluid, inside of water, which is a place where human beings cannot survive. But Hashem shows the human being that I give you life in the most unlikely place for life to exist. It's not possible for a human being to live underwater. I want you to know that under any conditions you're going to be able to survive and exist, because Hashem is going to protect you. You're going to have miraculous life throughout your life. The Jewish people are told as they're entering into the land of Israel, and we need those miracles, right? We know that from the Meraglim. The spies said it's impossible. The people who inhabit the land of Israel are too difficult. Are too difficult to overcome. So Klal Yisrael needs to see an incredible miracle at the waters as they come into the land of Israel to reassure them that the beginning is going to be miracles and the continuation is going to be miracles. I'd like to read to you from the Ma'arzu. He explains like this. Uksha l'chazal. Chazal, in the Medrash, they had the following question, following issue. this psukim, it's in Perek Tes Pasagal, Shema Yisrael, Atal Over Ayumes Yardin, Hear, O Israel, you are going over the Jordan River. So that's talking about conquering the land of Israel. Lama Hutzrich Lahaskel, Avar Siyardin. Why does he need to mention they're going to go over the Jordan River? Al Kain, Dairish. Therefore, the Medrash understands, Shal Yardin Yasalem Nisim, that Hashem is going to do miracles for them on the Jordan River. It's going to be a good sign for them that there are going to be miracles, not just at the beginning, but throughout the time that they're going to conquer the land. It's going to be Mitzrayim, just as it was in Egypt. The first of the 10 miracles, or the 10 plagues, they were plagues for the Egyptians and miracles for the Jewish people. The first one of them was at the water. The Jews are going to be in the wilderness for 40 years. They didn't know that at the time, but they need to know that they're going to be taken care of. So there's an initial miracle that happens with water. The water indicates, and that's what we say, Shakol Niyabitvari. You drink water, you're thirsty. Just as Hashem is giving you your basic needs. Hashem gives you everything. Hashem creates everything. Hashem creates all of your needs. Shakol Niyabitvari. Everything is created by His word. So when they come into the Yams, it's a good sign there are going to be constant miracles for the next 40 years. So too, in the 40th year, before they entered the land of Israel, there's miracles for them with the Be'er, with the well of Miriam, with the Jordan River, all of these things to indicate that's what's going to happen in the future. But Chaim Yeshichas HaMelech, says the Marzu very interestingly, when they would anoint a new king, where was it done? Alamayon. It was done by a spring. This king who's going to be in charge of taking care of the needs of the Jewish people, understand that his Mashiach, his anointing is done by the water. By the water, it indicates that this is a birth. This is life. Life is starting here. The new beginnings of the Jewish people, when they found their mate, they started the next generation of the Jewish people. It was true for Yitzchak, for Yaakov, it was true for Moshe Rabbeinu. Where did they find their mate? They found them by the well. Okay. Chain limud ha-Torah, kama shekasa b'masechta makis. So too the learning of the Torah, which I'm not sure what it's referring to. But I did write here a note on the side of the Medrash, which I think is important. And that is that Yechezkel HaNavi receives his nevuah, his divine inspiration, which is, you know, God miraculously speaking to and communicating with Klal Yisrael through Yechezkel. Where does that happen? In Nahar Kvar. At the Kvar River. And we also find that there's something called the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which means that Sheshama Yushayvim Ruach HaKadosh. The Gemara tells us in the Sukkah that what was the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the joy of the drawing of the water, which we celebrate on Sukkot? It was the joy of drawing Ruach HaKadosh, divine inspiration. It's not a coincidence. Divine inspiration, which has to do with a miraculous, supernatural connection to Hashem, understanding His will. Where does that happen? It happens in the Beis HaMikdash, on Sukkot, when we are drawing the water, we're doing the miraculous waters, we're accessing the miraculous waters, and it gives us access to the higher waters of Ruach HaKadosh, of divine inspiration. I have to mention that this week I was in Yerushalayim, did a whole bunch of things in Yerushalayim with my family. And one of the things that we did was we went to the tunnel tours next to the Kotel. And we went to a location which I've never seen before. It was really very interesting. It was like a time warp to 2,000 years ago. Go underground. And you see they did excavations. And you can see, and they gave a whole description of the incredible system of bringing water. They brought through aqueducts. They brought water to Yerushalayim. And there was a huge fountain of water that was used originally just for bathing, but At some point, it was used for mikvah. To be able to go into Har HaBayis, in order to go on there, you had to go in the mikvah. And they had a whole system of underground places for the water, the wastewater, to be able to get out. It's an incredible thing from 2,000 years ago. And you could see it, but water is an essential component. Right? You had the water libations in the Beis HaMikdash. Water was needed for the Oilei Regalim, for those who were coming up to Jerusalem for the different opportunities to commune with Hashem, to connect with Klal Yisrael on the holidays. It's Pesach, on Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. And so water is an important component. Also interesting, as I was thinking about the fact that it says, but Mishalei Ra'a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Lo Ra'a Simcha Miyamav. There was an incredible joy, an incredible party they made that had to do with the water. And it also, as we said, connected with the Ruach HaKadosh that people would attain, the divine inspiration that they would attain. But not only that, but it says, Mishalei Ra'a Yushalayim Sifarta, Lo Ra'a Krach Nechman Me'alam. If you never saw the amazing joy of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you never saw a real party. And if you never saw the beauty of Jerusalem, you never saw a beautiful city in your life. And you can see the splendor, a little taste of it. Go back 2,000 years in those tunnels. It's an incredible thing. But Jerusalem was a high-tech city. It was a high-tech city. It was a beautiful city. It was a stunning city. But that same aspect of stunning, of incredible, something incredible to see Yerushalayim, was connected also with the water. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva was an incredible thing. Because what it really represented was, I think this is maybe the beginnings of the Pshat, what it really represented was that Hashem, if Hashem is going to give you divine inspiration, if you're going to be able to access Nevuah, prophecy, or Ruach HaKadosh, divine inspiration, which anybody can access, as we've spoken about. So then, that means that your life is founded on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your life is founded on a connection to Hashem. Okay, so if that's how it starts, if you know that the miracles start here, with the water, inside of the amniotic fluid, you know that your life is going to be filled with miracles. Now, I'd like to share with you, the Marzu mentions a few other midrashim, one of which I'd like to share with you, which seems to be a contradiction to what we said. Because we said that when Moshe Rabbeinu walked into the water with his mateh, with his staff, the water saw the name of Hashem, the explicit name of Hashem, on the staff, and it split. Which, by the way, really, if you think about it, it means to say that it's the miracle happens because of Hashem's name. Because of Hashem. Let's see what this means. This is in Parsha B'Shalach, Parsha Chof Aleph, Simen Tes, in the Medrash. It says that, according to this Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu actually put down his staff before the miracle of the splitting of the sea happened. And it's comparable to a person who is a leader of a particular country. He's someone who is appointed. So he's walking around and he has this stick. And it's the stick that he uses to punish people if they don't listen to the rules. Imagine a guy walks around with a gun. So you have some respect for the guy. But why do you have respect for the guy? Because of him or because of his gun? If not for his gun, if not for the stick, he wouldn't be honored. The king says to his officer, who's in charge of, you know, punishing people, and he's in charge of keeping the order, says to him, I want you to go out without your stick. Just go out without your gun. And anybody who doesn't give you the proper respect, I'm going to show up. That's what the king says. So, The Egyptians said, and by the way, there's a little Egyptian inside of all of us. The Egyptians said, Moshe Rabbeinu could only do this, do all the miracles, because he had this stick. It was a magic stick. It was a magic wand. How was the river turned into water? He hit it. Brought all of the plagues through that stick.
Now
when they got to the water, the Egyptians are standing behind them. Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to put down your stick. I want you to put down the staff. I want it to be clear, it's me. I want you to put down the stick, I want you to put down the mata, and I want you to do nothing. I'm the one who's going to do it. It will be very clear to everybody that I'm the one that's doing it, that I'm the one that's splitting the sea. There's no magic wands here. It's only Hashem. So the Marzu mentions this medrash, and he says it seems to be a contradiction. Because in our medrash that we read in Parshas Ekev, so it says, the indication is that the Yam saw the mata, it saw the stick, it saw Hashem's name on the stick. And therefore it stepped aside. But in this medrash it seems to be saying Hashem told Moshe to put down the mata, to put away the stick. But I don't think it's a contradiction. I think it's pretty clear that it's saying the same exact concept. If you have a stick, and that's what you use, let's say a person has whatever it is that his job, that he makes parnasa. So, if I'm using the stick, if I'm using the whatever it is to make parnasa, if my boss pays me my paycheck, looks like it's my boss who's giving me my parnasa. Looks like it's my work that's creating the parnasa. If Hashem's name is written on it, if the Yam Rav Ayanois, so if that's the case, if the water is splitting, why? Because it sees the name, not because it seems the stick. I hit it with the stick. Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock, right? But that's not what he was supposed to do. He's supposed to just speak to the rock. Because it's really about the name of Hashem. It's about the name of Hashem. He's supposed to say something. He's supposed to say Hashem's name. Which means to say, he's supposed to say, it's not me that's doing it. It's not my hitting that's doing it. The miracle happens because I spoke. The miracle happens because the human being has the ability to speak. No other animal has that ability. It's the breath that was blown into our mouths. The pasuk says Hashem was blew into our nose. The nefesh chaim, the ruach chaim, the spirit. And as the unkelos translate, ruach mamalalo, it's the speaking. The ability to speak shows that we are created in Hashem's image. Anything that we see is just really Hashem. That's what it means. We're in Hashem's image. Hashem doesn't have a physical image. But we are a manifestation of Hashem in this world, which means to say, the less we are, the less stick that we're using. Put away the stick. It doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu necessarily put down the stick on the floor. It means that put away your belief that it's the stick that does it. Don't let the Egyptians think that it's the stick. It's not the wand. It's not the magic wand. It's Hashem's name. It's Hashem's name that is seen. There's another medrash right after this medrash I have to read to you because it's just so cool. A Jewish woman, an Israelite woman, is inside, walking through the sea, walking through the Yam Suf. She's holding her child in her hand. The child is crying. The child's hungry. So she sticks out her other hand into the sea and she takes out an apple or a pomegranate. Baby's crying, right? So it sounds similar to me to the person who's thirsty, drinking the water. She's sticking her hand out into the water to get what the child needs because the baby's crying. And when the baby cries, of course, there are tears. And she gives it to him. They walked through the depths of the water just like they walked through the wilderness. It was a place where it seemed like it wasn't possible to have your needs. But we did have our needs. Hashem took care of us. So too, in the depths of the water, Hashem took care of the needs of every child. This is what Moshe says to them. 40 years, you're here in the wilderness, you were not missing anything. What does it mean when it says, you're not missing a thing? The word davar means a thing, but also means a word. That all they needed to do was to say the word. The very thing that they spoke about was created for them. They got whatever they needed. It seems fantastic. What's the pshat? Rabbi Shimon, they didn't even need to speak. All they needed to do was have a thought in their heart. Notice where the heart is. It's in the space where the lungs are, where the ruach is. That's where the speech comes from. The foundation of speech is the heart, which is the thoughts. Unasa. All they needed to do was think it, and it was done. They tested Hashem with their hearts, asked for food for their soul. Right? It's very interesting. It reminds me of the brain of Hashem. You're not missing anything. When are you not missing anything? Listen to how the Medrash ends. They weren't missing anything in the entire world. All you had to do was think it, and you got it. How do you get there? The way that you get there is through tshuva. It's a funny ending of the Medrash. Take words and return to Hashem. Admit that you've done wrong. Return to Hashem. The Medrash is saying something fantastic. Hashem creates the world with words, right? Aseres hadvarim, asara mamarim, 10 statements, 10 words. Where does it start? It starts with water. How does the water move out of the way in the miracle of the splitting of the sea? How does the water move out of the way? Because it sees the shame, I'm a farish, the word, which is Hashem's name. It's the word. It's the ultimate word. How do you get whatever you want? It's not you. You realize it's not you. It's not me. It's the Shem Hashem. It's tshuva. It's returning back to the truth. Back to the root. What's the beginning? Developing in the amniotic fluid. How did I do anything there for my existence? Did my mother even do anything there for my existence? I mean, she ate something to sustain herself. But the sustenance was given to me automatically without anybody doing anything. It's only the Shem Hashem. It's only God's name. That's it. The needs are met. Why? Because the child cries. The tears remind one of the amniotic fluid. They remind one of the beginning of time, the beginning of one's life, the beginning of kasha zivug kriyas yamsuf. We mentioned that Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, they found their mate by the water. Each one of us finds our mate by the water. The mating that Hashem does between people is compared to the Kriyas Yam Suf. What does it mean? It means that just like by Yam Suf, we didn't do anything. It was just the name of Hashem. That's what caused the waters to part. So too it is with us, with the beginning of the next generation, with our lives, every single thing that we do, getting into Eretz Yisrael. It's just Hashem. Parnasa, livelihood, it's just Hashem. We need to remind ourselves, because we hold that stick in our hand. We have to put down the stick. We have to put down the belief that it's us doing it. Go to the core of it, it's Hashem doing it. I want to bless you, I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should recognize and feel and sense and internalize that He is the essence of all success. He's the essence of all we need in order to see miracles. Shakol niyeh b'dvarei. Everything was created with His word. Through Him. He's the one who did it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.